While many scientists consider evolution to be the most important scientific idea ever, Bible-believing creationists point out that evolution isn't science at all. On today's Creation Moment, see how the scientific method itself proves our point. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
When I taught science, I drilled into my students important aspects of scientific method. Take two tubes, each containing a different clear solution. We then mix the solutions, and they turn green. If we do the same experiment tomorrow with the same amounts of solutions at the same concentrations at the same temperature, in other words, all the conditions are the same, then we will get the same result. We would not expect the same materials to gently turn green one day and explosively turn orange the next. That is why it is a point of principle that scientific experiments are repeatable. This is also why, as science teachers, we got students to write down their experiments. We always did so in a regimented format, noting the apparatus and materials used, then the method, how we did the experiment, the observations, it turned green, and finally the conclusion, what we had learned from the experiment. Evolution is not like that. An evolutionist supposes that inorganic molecules turned into a cell, or that an ape-like ancestor became human. These things are not repeatable. The fact alone does not falsify the event. God made birds on day 5, but we cannot repeat that event either. Both are scientifically suppositions of one-off events in the past, so we call them historical science as opposed to the former being operational science. The true event is the one where we have the eyewitness account, and the only eyewitness was God himself, recording what he actually did in Genesis 1.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.